Hello to all my lovely people and welcome to the vlog today. I know it's been a minute, but I thought I would get on here real quick and, you know, just talk to everyone for just a few minutes. So I'm doing this on Sunday evening, which is why I'm kind of whispering, but you'll hear this Monday and, you know, all that good stuff. But anyway, if this is your first time here, I'm so glad you stopped by today. And I hope you consider subscribing. If you're already part of the family, then welcome back. Like I said, this is going to be quick. So let's get started. So look, y'all, I'm happy to be talking with everyone again. Like I said, I know it's been a minute, so click on that play button for today's session. How is everyone doing this Monday? Seriously, how are you? I know we're under stressful times, but stay positive, stay safe, be well, and keep your head up. You know what I mean? Seriously, today, I'm just going to briefly talk about what's happening again, just to give a quick update. Because I'm still active on here, I'm still here, I'm still doing my thing. You know, how I am making the best of this time. And all those good, wonderful things. So, the happenings. What is happening, you ask? Well, everything and nothing. And that's not to make light, you know, of what's happening in the world, but you will make yourself batshit crazy. Watching news and media outlets and looking at tolls and graphs and numbers and trajectories and who said what, who did this. I mean, it's just seriously overwhelming. So, you know, I mentioned in a previous Monday session that I limit my news watching, and that's just to keep my head clear. I look at enough to know what's going on, and then the rest of the day is smooth jazz and afternoon tea, and I'm good. And depending on where you live, you're like, what's afternoon tea? So afternoon tea comes on PBS, which for the DC metropolitan area is channel 22. And afternoon tea is what they call when they show all their British shows or Britcoms from 1:30 to 3 o'clock. And depending on what region you live in and where you are, it's different. For us this season right now, it is Last of the Summer Wine, Are You Being Served, Keeping Up Appearances, and As Time Goes By. Okay, I know I'm old because I just love these. They make me chuckle. But anyway, they take me, you know, away from my day. And then I can watch them or have them on and work, and it's not distracting. So, talking of work, the work outlet. So, I am taking advantage of everything work has to offer as far as all the webinars and training and work sessions that I can, because my job offers these when you don't have enough work to fill in the day. And I think that's a very good idea, because this way you're still online and you're still active and you're also still, you know, getting something from these sessions. It's a good way to help me hone my skills, keep abreast of what's happening, and I get to check all of the box off on my review, because every year they require you to take so many courses, and right now I have exceeded courses for the next year and a half. So I am good on that end. Projects real quick. I still have not opened my Cricut Maker. It is sitting in a box inside my door. It's been for several days, and you know, I am wiping down as best I can. Most of the boxes that come into my house, because that's how we get a lot of stuff. So it has been sitting, but that's not the main reason why I haven't opened it. I haven't opened it because I'm still waiting on materials and paper and veneer or balsa wood that I want to use with it. And so I'm kind of waiting, and that stuff is taking a little longer to arrive. But soon I want to be able, I'm not in too much of a hurry, but you know, soon I want to be able to open it and get into it and learn everything I can, because that's how, even though I took a Photoshop class, when I went back to school, I took several Photoshop classes. It still was not a comfortable enough environment for me to learn. How I really learned Photoshop was having this blog and having to do things and figure it out and Google search it or go to Adobe. But I'm self-taught, and that's how I learned. And I know that I can learn on the Cricut Maker, but this is not one of those things that's going to be an hour and done. You're going to be constantly learning as new programs and things come out. And I like that, because that's challenging, and I need to channel that other side of my brain. I'm also plan on getting tired, y'all. Plan on checking out Creative Live to see if they can also offer some courses that I can take that hopefully won't be too much money, because everything is at a discount now, like everything. Next up is home and nesting. So now I have my two media shelves up, which is great. Like, it was giving me so much anxiety, all those boxes sitting in my floor, and I still have boxes, but those don't belong to me. Those belong to the other one. And hopefully she can clear out some of those this week. But anyway, that's, I digress. The next thing I'm looking for is a pantry cabinet, because even though where I am is pretty much identical to where I was, I actually have more closet space. But even though I have more closet space, I have less kitchen space. It's weird. And because the kitchen is set up different, I don't have room to keep everything. So the best option is a pantry cabinet for overflow of pots, pans, specialty dishes, pitchers, like aluminum foil, you know, extra snacks, just things that I want out of the way. And I don't want a big monster hawking cabinet that's going to be heavy and awkward and me trying to find a place for it. Homie, don't play. I ain't got time for that. So, but yeah, I'm just one of those people who's very anal about having a place for everything. And I typically don't like extraneous items being left around, because I have a demon cat that gets into everything. When you're not looking and it's really quiet, it's almost like having a toddler. It's like, it's quiet. Where is she? She's getting in something. I kid you not. But yeah, that is pretty much it. I mean, like I said, this was, you know, gonna be really, really quick. That, you know, just trying to get some things sorted out and, you know, do some things and, you know, just try to stay positive and, you know, get my mind right, because there's so much going on right now, and I don't want to overwhelm myself with trying to do all this other stuff. I'm still reading, still working through the Bible, and, you know, just trying to make the best of my time and not get all stressed out. Because again, it can be very stressful. But yeah, with that, I will end my session today. Again, thank y'all so much for hanging with me and for supporting the blog and visiting. When you all visit and you like it or you subscribe, it really means a lot to me. So thank you, and I appreciate y'all. And again, if you have not subscribed to my lovely little corner of the world, please consider subscribing to Life by Waitha. I would love to have you at my virtual table. Because, you know, just let's support each other. Let's lift up one another. I am all about the good feeling. But anyway, with that, I will close this post today. And as I always say, know thyself. Later, y'all.